morning. Good morning, Boker Tov. Good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, daf 81. We left off at the bottom of the page on 80B, Pei Amud Bet. We are two dapim away from finishing. All of Seder Nashim, Bezat Hashem. Everyone is invited Monday night, Bezat Hashem. Here we're having a big siyum. Wow. 8 p.m., meet dinner. Rabbi Ben Chaim, Mr. Besayan, all of the Rabbanim are going to be there. You're all invited, Bezat Hashem, to attend. We're at the bottom of the page on 80B, Pei Amud Bet. Aval Isha Achat. We send the Mishnah talking about the laws of Yichud. That one woman, we said that one man should not go alone with two women, but one woman can go alone with two men because each man is embarrassed from the other one to do an avira. So the Gemara says, "Amar v'yudam marav lo shanu ele b'ksherim." That's talking about kosher people. Aval be'prutzim. But if there are people that are not kosher, they're parutz. Afilu be'asara namilo. Even if there are 10 men, it would still be a problem. Hava ma'aseh v'hotziu asara me'mita. There was an incident like this that there were 10 men. And they pretended like a woman had died, and they took her out to be buried, and they did an avera with her. Lo aleinu. Amar Yosef teda, demichabrei be'asara v'ganvei keshura v'lo mikatzvei me'adadei. He says you should know there are 10 men would gather together and steal a beam, let's say a big beam that requires 10 men, and they're not embarrassed with one another. You would see the same thing here. So if they're parutz, if they're not kosher people, you can understand that even 10 men cannot go alone with a woman. Name a Messiah, let's say this supports them. There's a Gemara Masachet Sota that we learned that when the Sota is being, the woman is being brought to the Beit HaMikdash, Mosrin la Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Shema Yavo Aleh Baderech. We send two Tamidei Chachamim with them, the man and the woman, as they go to the Beit HaMikdash, lest the man sleep with her, so there are witnesses. So the Gemara says, Tamidei Chachamim mean, In Nashay De'alma, lo. So you see that it's only Tamidei Chachamim. Why? Because if it was regular people, Parutz people, let's say, we wouldn't trust them. So let's say this is a support. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Tamidei Chachamim diyadei la'atrei. No, what's the purpose of the Tamidei Chachamim that go with them is in order to, if they need to warn the man and the woman that don't, if you guys are together again, after you had warned your wife, the waters won't check her once you sleep with her again. So therefore, they are warning her so that she is aware of that. Amar Yudah Amarav, lo shanu ela ba'ir. That's only in the city. Aval baderech ad shiyu shlosha. But if it's on the path, there has to be three men for it to be no yichud. Shema yitzarech echad mehem linikevav v'nimtza echad mitachen ma'evar. Because there's only two. Let's say one has to use the restroom in the middle, and they're traveling. So now the other one is going to be alone with the woman, and that's yichud. That's a problem. Neim esayile. Let's say this supports them. We said mosrin lo shnei tamidei chachamim bader shema yavo alei bader. We send two tamidei chachamim lest the man goes to sleep with her on the derech. So the Gemara says, why do we send two? Trev iyu hatlata. Two plus the man, that's three. The Gemara says, no, hatam, ki echad denehu alei sahadei. The reason why we send two is so that we can have two witnesses in case the man doesn't have verah, so that the two witnesses can testify. Verav Yudah avakazda be'orcha. Rav and Yudah were traveling on the path. Avakazda ha'i'itata kamayo. There was a woman who was walking in front of them. Amar le Rav the Yudah, dal kar'ich mechamei ge'inam. He says, move your feet away from ge'inam. Meaning don't pretend as if we're walking with her. Let's walk in front of her so it doesn't look like we're walking with her. So this yichud problem. But you're the one who said that if we are kosher people, then we're allowed to be alone with her. The two men are allowed to be alone with her. So the Gemara says, Amar lei mi yemar de bikshirim kegon anna ve'at. Was I referring to kosher people like me and you? I was referring to ela kegon mai, like who? Kegon Rabbi Chanina bar Papeh vechaverav, like Rabbi Chanina and his friends. That's what I was referring to, like Rabbi Tzadok, Rav Kahana. These Tamidei Chachamim are much greater. We're not the kosher that I was referring to. If they aren't kosher, you can understand how kosher can have, what are we? Amar Rav. Rav says, Malkin ala yichud, vein masrin ala yichud. If somebody does yichud, we would give lashes, not the lashes from the Torah, but there's a rabbinic punishment of lashes called makat mardut they would give. But you would not make the woman asur to her husband just for her going in private with someone. That's only yichud of a single woman. But if it was yichud of another man's wife, that's not the case. Why? We're not going to give lashes. Why? Because we don't want people to start talking about it and say, the children are mamzerim. So Mar Zutra, Malke Umachriz, Mar Zutra would give lashes for this, and he would proclaim to everyone what she did, so that everyone would be aware that she didn't actually do an avera, she just went in private with the man. She didn't actually do the sin. Amar Rav Nachman Parhatia Rav Ashi. So he said to Rav Ashi, more nami nilkev lechriz, why don't you do the same thing? Why don't you give the makad mardud, give the lashes, and just proclaim to everyone that she didn't actually sleep with him? Because sometimes people, they know how to do broken telephone. You know broken telephone? Broken telephone is when you hear some things, but you don't hear other things. Right? But sometimes you're going to hear that they give lashes, and you're not going to hear the reason. You're going to think, oh, they give lashes because she did an avera, but she didn't actually do the avera, she just went in yichud. Amar Rav Malkin al lo tova shemua. Shneimar al banai ki lo tova shemua. Which is they would give lashes, makan mardut, for lo tova shemua, from hearing bad, hearing a bad shemua. From the pasuk about Eli, we read this. Mor zutra motiv le asera al katfe u makre le al banai. He said, Mor zutra, when he would give lashes, what he would do was he would put the, like the halter that they would put on the animals, back, he would put on his shoulders, and he would read these psukim from Eli al banai ki lo tova shemua asher anochi shomea meivrim meivrim adonai. Right, so he would read these psukim. Amar Rabba, bala ba'ir ein choshin mishum yichud. Oh, this is important halacha. If the husband is in the city, they don't have to worry about yichud. A lot of times, this is a very practical halacha question. A lot of times, a woman, she's in the home and she's bringing in workers to do work in the house, renovations, work, whatever, plumbing, whatever it may be. Is a woman allowed to be alone in the house with another man who's coming into the home? So this halacha is saying that if the husband is in the city and he can come home at any time, then we don't worry about it. Then there's no problem at all. And that's the halacha. The halacha is, like Michael and you asked yesterday, so this would be the halacha also. As long as someone can come in at any time and they're able to be seen, or so on and so forth, therefore there would be room to be lenient. Amar Rav Yosef, pedach patuch l'rishut arvim, ein choshim mishum yichud. Or let's say the entrance to the home is open to the public domain, meaning that anybody could walk in at any time. It's open to the public. Or let's say, for example, nowadays, let's say there's cameras or something that you can see at any time, therefore there'd be no problem. Rav Bibi ikla l'bei Rav Yosef. He went to Rav Yosef's academy. He says, Batar dikrach rifta, or his house rather, Batar dikrach rifta, amar lehu shakuli dargami tutei bibi. After he finished his bread, he was leaving his wife downstairs. He said to remove the ladder, so that the rabbi wouldn't go down with his wife. Yeah. Hold on, the husband's in the city, you don't have to worry about yichud. The husband is just going out, let's say, to work. Why does he have to worry if the rabbi is going to go downstairs with his wife? So the Gemara says, Shani, Rabibi, they should be tei, havai ve'gai sabek. No, Rabibi is different. Rabibi was like a family friend, a close friend, and very familiar with his wife, with Rabbi Yosef's wife. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosef said to remove the ladder so he wouldn't chas v'shalom have yitzara. Amar Rav Kahana, Anashim mi bachut. That means if you're very friendly with another woman, then you have to be extra careful. Amar Rav Kahana, Anashim mi bachut v'nashim bifnim. Let's say they had an inner and an outer room. The women, the man on the outside room, and the woman on the inside room. We're not worried about yichud, that the men are going to go from the outside room to the inside room. Because they have no reason to do that. Anashim mibifnim and anashim mibachutz. But if the men are in the inside room and the women are in the outside room, choshin mishum yichud, we're worried for yichud, that the man would go out for a reason to do that. Go. There's an inner room and an outer room. It's kind of like how they're living. So it's like, imagine like an apartment in this style, an inner room, and there's an outer room right outside where they would live. So if it's men on the inside, women on the outside, that's when we worry. So the Gemara says, Manita Tana Yipcha. And the Baraita, I taught the other way around. So Amar Ba'e Hashta, the Amar of Ga'ana, Achi, Vetanat Manita Yipcha, Ana Navida Chumra. Since he said like this, and the Baraita said the opposite, we're going to be strict in both cases, that's what we're going to do. Abaye dair gulfe. Abaye would make a row of jugs. So anytime someone would walk through, you would hear it, hear the jugs. So therefore, everyone would be aware if someone's going through there, and no one would be alone. Rava dair kene. He would make a row of reeds. So also, you hear the reeds clashing with one another, and you hear noise. Amar Avin, sikavad de shatar rigla. The weak spot, the sore spot of the year, is the holidays. Why? What happens on the Chagim? Everyone comes to Kanisa. There's a little bit more Kalut Rosh, maybe some drinking. People gather together. A lot of gathering together with men and women, and that's a lot of times how Chas v'Shalom things can go wrong. Hanach Shuvu Yuta, the Atay LeNeharda. There were some captives that were brought to Neharda. Askinu Lebe Rav Amram Chasida. They were brought to the attic of Rav Amram. They took him up. Ashkulu Dargami Kamay. When they removed the ladder, so Bahazi the Kachalpa Chada Minayu Nefal Nehorab Beipuma. Because when one of them was looking through the crack, this strong light, is coming through. Shaklei Rav Amram, So Avraham took a ladder that you needed 10 people to carry. And he did it himself. He carried it himself. He was so eager to go do Na'vera. Salek ve'azil, he started going up the ladder. When he got to the half point in the ladder, he stopped. He spread his legs to try to hold his Yetzirah back. Ramakala nura be'amram. He started screaming, there's a fire in the house of Amram. He started screaming this. Why did he do that? So he says, it's very embarrassing. Atu Rabbanu, when the rabbis came, Amrulei kaseftina, you embarrassed us. Why are you screaming? You're going to do an avera? Like, why are you embarrassing? He says, Amaylu mutav ti kasefu be'amram be'alma hadin v'lik kasefu minei la'alma da'ate. He says, I'd rather there be an embarrassment in the house of Amram in this world and not in the world to come. So I wanted embarrassed. I wanted embarrassment. Ashwa'e din dein pak minei. So he said he vowed that the Yetzirah would leave him. Nafak minei ki amudan de nuran. The Yetzirah left his body like a pillar of fire. Amalei chazei da'at nura v'ana bisra v'ana adif minach. He said to his Yetzirah, you're fire and I'm flesh, but I'm better than you. This is how we should be with our Yetzirah. Rabbi Meir hava mitlotes v'evi avera. Rabbi Meir, on the other side of the spectrum, Rabbi Meir would laugh at the people who would do avera, who do sin of znud and stuff like that. And Rashi says, Omer shenakel hu litgaber al yitzor, says Yerotzim, it's easy to overcome Yetzirah. Don't fall into the Yetzirah. So he'd make fun of people who go into doing znud like this. So yom achad, one day, idmele satan ki iteta behach gisad nehara. He saw the Yetzirah turned into a beautiful woman on the other side of the river, on the other side of the water. Lo hava mabaran, there was no bridge. Nakat mitzra v'ka'avar, he took a rope and he started crossing the rope crossing the water like that. So kimata palgam mitzra shavkei. When he got to the half point of that of the rope, he was kind of like halfway there. He, the Yetzirah left him, stopped holding him. So Zamar ilav dekaim dekam machriz birakia hizaru b'Rabbi Meir torato shavitel idmach tartem ay. So if it wasn't for in Shamayim that they're proclaiming that be careful for Rabbi Meir, that he is and his Torah, how great he is, then we would have made you into someone worth two ma'ot, two ma'az. And he would have made you like worthless. The Yetzirah would have overcome you. Don't make fun of it. The Yetzirah. Rabbi Akiva, hama mitlotes v'avera. Rabbi Akiva also would make fun of the people who would sin and do this nut. Yom achad idmele satan ki tita beresh dikla. One time there was a woman who appeared to him on a tree, on a palm tree, and it looked like a beautiful woman. So it was the Yetzirah. Nakte le dikla v'kasalik v'azil. He started climbing up the tree. Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Kim matalap algei the diklash of when he got to the half point in the tree, the Yetzirah left him. Amar ilav de mechazev rekiah hizaru Rabbi Akiva v'keratosh shavitel idmach v'tartei ma'eh. If it wasn't for in Shamayim that they are proclaiming Rabbi Akiva how great he is in his Torah, I would have turned you into tuma'ah. I would have turned you into something worthless. So don't make fun of it. Plemo havaragil emimar kol yomag gira be'enei de satan. Plemo every day would say that the arrow should go in the eyes of the satan." Yom achad ma'alei yomani kippurei hava. One day, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Idmele ka'anya. And Yetzirah came to his door as a poor person. Atakra abava. Apiku lei ripta. So he came to his door. He was asking for food. He gave him some bread. Amarlei yoma ki aidna kule alma gavai v'ana abarai. He says what? A day like today. He's a poor. He acted like a poor person, is Yetzirah. He said, a day like today, Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's on the inside of the house. I'm going to sit on the outside. So he says, he brought him into the house and he gave him bread. He said, a day like today, Erev Yom Kippur, everyone is sitting at the table and I'm going to sit by myself. So they brought him to the table. Yetzirah, he's sitting at the table now. He put himself in a place with a lot of boils and sores and different things. He was doing disgusting things at the table, this Yetzirah. Just disgusting things. He was eating repulsively. So Amrulay, so the man said to him, Tiv Shapir, sit like a Jew should sit. Don't sit like that. You shouldn't be accustomed like that. Amarlay Havuli Kasa, he said, give me a cup of wine. Yavuli Kasa, they gave him a cup of wine. Achmar, he started like coughing into the cup. Shadave Kichon, spitting into the cup, doing disgusting things. Nicharube, so he scolded him. He scolded this Yetzirah. Shakao Mit, so he pretended like he was dead. He cursed him, he pretended like he was dead, the Yetzirah. He says, Shema'u da'avu ka'amri, pleimo katal gavra, pleimo katal gavra. Now everyone on the outside started saying, pleimo killed someone. They didn't know it was the Yetzirah. He killed someone, he killed someone. They didn't know it's fake either. Arak utasha nafshei bebeit akiseh. So he ran out of the city, ran to a bathroom, I guess, towards the end of the city. Azal batarin nafal kameh. So the Yetzer Hara came and fell in front of him, pretending like he's dead over there. When he saw that the guy was suffering so much, he saw that Plemo had so much suffering, he revealed himself as the Yetzer Hara. He says, why do you say like this, that the arrow should be in the eye of the Yetzer Hara? He says, how should I say it? So Amar Lei Lema, don't say that the arrow should be in the eye of the Yetzer Hara, rather you should say that Hashem should put an arrow in the eye of the Satan, should hurt the Satan. Meaning, you should be requesting it from Hashem. Don't say it from yourself. Well, that's what he meant. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi have a ragil called idan de have a nafila ape. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi would fall on his face. Why would he fall on his face? They used to do tachanun, falling on their face like this. So when he would fall on his face, do tachanun. Have a amar harachaman yitzleinu yitzara. He says, harachaman, save us from the yitzara. Yom achad shematinu devitu. His wife heard him one time. Amra michti akamma shanei de parish leminai. Hold on. He hasn't been with me for a couple of years. What yetzera? My tama kamarchi. Why is he saying that? Yom achada. So he said, you know, maybe he has yetzera. Hava ka garis begintei. He was learning in the garden. Kashtan nafsa. So she went and adorned herself. Chalfa v'tanya kameh. She went and started walking in front of him. Amar la man at. So he said to her, who are you? Amra anna charuta the hadari miyoma. He says, I'm charuta, one of the more prestigious prostitutes. He says, I just got back today. He says, Tava. So he asked her to sleep with him. Amra lei, aitin yali lehachru manad deresh tutsita. So he said, bring me that pomegranate from the tree. Shavar, he jumped all the way up. Azal atiyad niale. And he brought it to her. Now it doesn't tell us exactly what happens then, but presumably they probably slept together. So or maybe he wanted to. Right, but he didn't think it was his wife. He thought it was a prostitute. When he came home, his wife was turning on the oven, making food. So Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi went and sat in the oven. This is why he's sitting in the oven. Amar lei, my high, what are you doing? Amar lei, hachi v'achi ava ma'asa, this is what happened. I pretty much cheated on you. Amar lei, ana havai, it was me. I was the one who did it. He says, no, lo ashkachba. Adi ava lei simane. He didn't listen to her until she brought the sign. Here, look, this is what you gave me, remember? So Amar la anna miyal isura kavnei, but he says, but I intended to do something prohibited. I intended to sleep with a prostitute, even though it was you at the end of the day. Kol yamav shel otot tzadik haya mitaneh ad shemet b'otah mitah. So his whole life, he was fasting until he ended up dying that same death that he was supposed to die, that he tried to do. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Ishah yehaferam v'adonai yislach la. If the husband annuls the vow, and Hashem will forgive her. What does that mean? What is it talking about? Beisha shenadera ben nazir. So a woman who took a neder by a nazir. V'shama ba'ala v'heferla. And the husband heard this and annulled the neder. V'i lo yada sheferla ba'ala. And she doesn't know the husband annulled her neder. So v'hayita shota yayin v'tamet ha-metim. She was drinking wine and becoming tamet ha-metim. Doing the Isur, Rabbi Akiva ki ava mate lahi psuka ava bache. Rabbi Akiva would get to that pasuk, he would cry. Meaning, what is the reference over here? He's saying basically that she was intending to do an isur, but it was really mutar to her because he annulled the vow. Same thing over here. So Rabbi Akiva would cry. Why? Amar umam yishinit kaven echol basar chazir va'alav yado basar tale. Amra torat tzircha tzarich kapara uslicha. If somebody wanted to eat pig, and they ended up eating kosher, meaning he intended to do something wrong, and he ended up eating something okay, you still need to repent. For even a bad intention, someone intended to do bad and actually did bad, how much more so? Meaning there's so many people in the world who are intending to do bad and actually doing the bad, they also need to do, how much more so they need to do the kapara? They need the atonement. It also says in the pasuk, he didn't know, and Hashem, he was... He sinned, and then he has to carry his sin. What does that mean? Shaya Rabbi Akiva magia le pasuk zeh. Haya bochem, when Rabbi Akiva would get to this pasuk, he would cry. He says, Uma mi shenitkaven leechol shuman ve'ala beyado chelev. Amra Torah ve'lo yada ve'ashem nesavono. If somebody, he wanted to eat kosher fat, and he ate the prohibited fat, he has a sin on him. Mi shenitkaven leechol chelev ve'ala beyado chelev. Alachal kama v'kama, how much more so? Someone who wanted to eat the prohibited fat, and he ate the prohibited fat, how much more so that he has a sin? Isi ben Yehuda Omer, he says, V'lo yada v'Hashem ben Asav, no, what does the pasuk mean? Al davar zeh yidvu kol ha'davim. He says, on this pasuk, all of the sensitive people are going to grieve. They're going to have a lot of grief because of this pasuk. And so therefore, that's what it's coming to teach us. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started...